The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, April 13, 2023. The Cuban press denounced the incitement by the United States to young Cubans through social networks to commit terrorist actions against Cuba. A report on the Cuban television news explained that the defenders of what they call democracy in Cuba finance sabotage of Cuba's infrastructure and prepare for an armed invasion. According to the material, these people increase their wealth by manipulating and incentivizing nationals to promote harmful and misleading content in digital spaces. The television press shared statements by defendants who admitted having accepted monetary incentives to carry out sabotages, such as the burning of a farm and the publication on social networks of content against the revolutionary process. The report stressed that access to the internet in Cuba and the increased use of social networks have allowed those who pull the strings behind the scenes to propagate anti-revolutionary propaganda as part of the media's subversive war against Cuba, inciting chaos and violence. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported that 19 new cases of COVID-19 were detected in the Caribbean country and no patient died as a result of the disease. According to the closing report on March 12 at 12 midnight, 11 medical discharges were granted and the number of recovered amounted to 1,104,313. Two patients are treated in intensive care, one in critical condition and the other in serious condition. Since the start of the pandemic in March 2020, 1,112,955 citizens have been infected with the coronavirus. Currently, 53 people suffer from COVID-19 in Cuba, and since August, no one has died on the Caribbean island from this ailment, so the death toll remains at 8,530. Solidarity and anti-war Irish and Cuban residents in Paris demanded an end to the attacks against Cuba and Palestine regarding the visit of U.S. President Joseph Biden to Ireland. Activists participating in various initiatives against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington on the Caribbean nation and in favor of Palestinian independence shared images and videos of their actions with the channel Europe for Cuba. Among them was the display of giant flags of the Caribbean country and the occupied Arab town in the Black Mountain. They also carried out a caravan of solidarity with Cuba and Palestine in the streets of Belfast, Northern Ireland, and went to the vicinity of the University of Ulster, visited by the U.S. president. Organizations and projects such as Cuba Support Group, Allen, and Gale Force Art were part of the mobilizations. Biden arrived in Ireland to participate in activities for the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement to end the conflict in the north of the island and territory integrated into the United Kingdom. In addition to publishing the photos and videos of the initiatives carried out this Wednesday, the channel Europe for Cuba reiterated its condemnation of the United States blockade of the largest of the NT and its inclusion in Washington's unilateral list of countries sponsoring terrorism. After a prolific career in the universe of Cuban letters, the writer, journalist, editor, and critic Eduardo Eras León breathed his last today at the age of 82. According to the Cuban Book Institute, the intellectual died in the early hours of the morning in this capital while he conveyed his condolences to family and friends. Likewise, the press release announced the throughout the day details of the tribute paid to him by writers and artists in the institutions attached to the island's Ministry of Culture will be offered. Eras León, known among his colleagues as El Chino Eras, developed an outstanding work as a ballet critic to later establish himself as one of the most narrative voices of his generation, the text reviewed. Among the responsibilities assumed throughout his career, the direction of the editorial fund of Casa de las Americas stands out, which he combined with his extensive literary production. His work also highlights the emergence of the University of All project, founded by the historic leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro Ruz, and the creation of the Onelio Jorge Cardoso Literary Training Center, an institution he directed for more than 20 years. Awarded with the Distinction for National Culture, Eras León also obtained a Félix El Musa Order, the Alejo Carpentier Medal, the replica of the Machete of Generalísimo Máximo Gómez, the Maestro de Juventudes Award, the National Edition Awards and Literature, and other recognitions. The Cuban company Coratura S.A. signed an agreement with Beijing North Star and the Central Pharmacy Companies to sell Cuban products in the Boao Pilot Zone in the Hainan Province. The agreement includes the selling of coffee, honey, fruit paste, cosmetic creams, and nutritional supplements, both online and in Central Pharmacy physical stores. The document was signed in the context of the third edition of the Hainan International Consumer Goods Fair, in which Cuba has a stand and promotes leading products from its export portfolio. Foreign firms from 65 countries are participating, and this year the exhibition area was expanded to 120,000 square meters due to the number of participants. The exhibition seeks to boost China's dual circulation formula, which gives greater weight to business, production, and domestic spending without abandoning international cooperation. And in the international agenda, we have that the Secretary General of the Autonomous Workers Central of Argentina, CTAA, Hugo Godoy, urged to face the scam that former President Mauricio Macri and the International Monetary Fund imposed on the people. Surrounded by hundreds of demonstrators, the also leader of the said Association of State Workers referred to the debt of $45 billion contracted by former President Macri with the IMF and the interventionist actions of that organization. He emphasized on the need to unleash from and expel the IMF, since its plan is a fiscal, inflationary, and recessive adjustment for the economy. Likewise, he assured that the fund's presence in Argentina affects the income and situation of wage earners in the formal, popular, and cooperative sectors. Members of the CTAA and other organizations marched to the headquarters of the Ministry of Economy to denounce the harmful effects of IMF policies and demanded the implementation of measures that increase the purchasing power of citizens and improve their living conditions. Meanwhile, Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva will return to Spain at the end of this month now as president of Brazil, after a private visit less than a year ago, official sources announced. Lula will be in Madrid on April 25 and 26 after a stay in Portugal, where he will attend the celebrations of the 49th anniversary of the Carnation Revolution. King Philip VI and Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez will be the main hosts of the Brazilian leader, who seeks to consolidate ties with Spain, the second country with the largest investments in the South American giant after the United States. Invited by His Majesty, Felipe VI will offer him a lunch at the Royal Palace in Madrid before signing several agreements focused on the advancement of bilateral ties. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.